A sweet rebound. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Sweet potato farmers are working to extend their product's popularity beyond just the holiday season. Gary Crawford has our report.
The sweet potato industry has seen marvelous changes in the past few years.
Rachel Detman tracks the sweet potato industry for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and one of the changes has been the leap from only the holiday table to the year-round meal mainstream. And Detman says it is a remarkable comeback for a food item that looked to be for a while there on the way out of our diets almost entirely.
Sweet potato consumption had been decreasing every year since the turn of the century. And a lot of people considered it a crop that you ate when you were really poor, and so there was this stigma attached to it. But recently, in the past 5 to 10 years, sweet potato consumption has been increasing quite a bit.
And sweet potato farmers have upped acreage as a result. And Detman says,
in the 2008 sweet potato year, about 104,000 acres were planted, and that was about a 3 to 4% increase from the 2007 crop year, which was about 100,000 acres were planted.
And even with more production, demand is helping to get growers some of the best prices they've ever gotten.
Just this last September, average prices for number one grade sweet potatoes in 40-pound cartons was about $22 per carton, versus in a year previous, in September 2007, it was about $17. However, you have to put that into perspective. The price of inputs such as fuel and fertilizer has increased exponentially, too.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the latest numbers here in Tennessee shows that 64 farms raise a total of about 280 acres of sweet potatoes. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.